If we can forgive one another and come to a conclusion or a settlement in the church of Jesus Christ, and one day you and I are going to judge angels, and we can take care of our petty judgments here on this earth, and how in the world can you expect God to use you on the last day to judge angels?
Welcome to Somebody Loves You Radio, the Bible teaching ministry of Roel Rees in Diamond Bar, California. It's good to have you with us as Roel continues our focus on forgiveness with practical instructions for handling grievances against your fellow believers. Exploring the Lord's view of lawsuits, you'll see that rushing to court can ruin the risk of damaging your spiritual testimony. Instead, you can ask for God's wisdom and grace to handle a conflict privately with a heart of forgiveness. Let's join Roel Rees in the book of 1 Corinthians.
Paul the Apostle in chapter 6, verses 1 through 11, is going to be speaking to us about lawsuits among believers. Very important topic. In the past years and even today, there seems to be a lot of lawsuits in this world. And it's amazing when a lawsuit is brought about against you or you against another person. But Paul the Apostle here is actually giving insight to the believer, as these people in the Corinthian church were believers, but there was one small problem in the Corinthian church, and that is these people were not spiritual people. They were carnal. And that was a major problem. What Paul will do is the actual 11 verses are broken into three parts. First of all, in verse 1, we will see the problem. And then in verse 2 through verse 6, we will see the ignorance of the people in Corinth. And then in verses 7 through 11, we will see the solution to the problem. Paul the Apostle, first of all, is talking to believers. Believers in the city of Corinth that literally were bringing shame to the gospel of Jesus Christ as they were taking their brothers and sisters into the court system and bringing them into lawsuits instead of doing what the Bible says biblically. Now, the Bible teaches that if any brother or sister has anything against another brother and sister in the Lord, that it's not healthy for any one of us to ever take our dealings with the secular world court system, because it can bring the gospel unto shame. We have to really be careful how we do it. But first of all, he gives us counsel that if we do have a situation or a problem, we should always try to solve it out of court. That is, with a board of believers that have integrity and have wisdom and try to come to an agreement between the two parties. Now, the reason is because if you take a lawsuit to the world system, not only do you have to pay money to the lawyers and to the system, but also in some of the court dealings among lawyers, there's a lot of lying going on. And one thing that God wants you and I to be is he wants us to be honest in our dealings, especially when it comes to another believer. Otherwise, what happens is that we become a shame and we hinder the gospel of Jesus Christ to the non-believer that should be coming to Jesus Christ because our testimony is right before God. And this was a major, major problem in the city of Corinth. In the past years, we have seen so many commercials on TV, lawyers enticing people. If you've been hit, or if you've been in an accident, or if you have, you know, mortgage problems, whatever, come to us, we'll get your money. And this is actually a deception of the world. The world says, go for the juggler. Paul the Apostle says, forgive and forget. That's what the scripture teaches. The scripture is teaching here that we're not to have an unforgiving spirit, that we need to come to the conclusion of love with one another. If we can forgive one another and come to a conclusion or a settlement in the church of Jesus Christ, and one day you and I are going to judge angels, and we can take care of our petty judgments here on this earth, then how in the world can you expect God to use you on the last day to judge angels? Think about that. This is what Paul's teaching. Let's begin by looking at the problem in verse 1. Look what he says. He says, "Dare any of you," and literally in the English, it should say this, "How dare you," he's rebuking them, "how dare you, having a problem or a matter against another believer, go to the law courts before the unrighteous and not before the saints?" You see? You and I have a responsibility that whenever we have a problem, we need to go to believers. And there are some good Christian lawyers that can settle out of court. And you can come to some conclusions in some way to work it out, whatever the problem may be. There are also times where you must take matters into the court systems, because of the person that may be suing you. But the Bible is very clear that Christians are never to sue another Christian. If you can, the biblical way is to settle out of court and to come to an agreement together by speaking the truth. And it seemed to be a problem in the time of Paul. This is why he says, "Man, how dare you, having a matter against another brother, why do you go to court in the court of the unrighteous, which they're not fair?" Why? Because they don't know the word of God. You see? As a matter of fact, in this chapter, you see that word in verse 2 where he talks about their ignorance. He says, "Do you not know?" He uses that in verse 2 and verse 3, and then in verse 9, and then again in verse 15. It's a term constantly being used by Paul here. "Don't you know that the saints will judge the world?" Imagine what he says here. "Don't you know that one day you and I are going to stand with God, and we are going not only to judge the world, but we are going to judge fallen angels? That's going to be our job. One day. And if we're going to be in such a position of accountability and responsibility, then why can't we take today those matters and judge them biblically and do it for the gospel's sake? Instead of ripping people off and trying to get as much as we can and turn people against us and end up in bitterness and in hatefulness." Paul says this should never be so among believers. Never should it happen. Then he says this again concerning their ignorance. "Don't you know that the saints will judge the world? And if the world will be judged by you, are you unworthy of judging the smallest matters?" What's the matter with you? God has given you the wisdom and the knowledge to do that. Plus, he's given you his word, which is the guideline to judgment. Verse 3. "Don't you know that we shall even judge angels?" And that is in reference to 2 Peter 2:4, Jude 6, which are fallen angels. They're in Tarsus right now, in a place, in a compartment of judgment, which these are some of the angels in Genesis chapter 6. Not all the evil angels are in judgment yet. Some already are put away because they're so fierce. One day we will judge those angels. That's what he's talking about. How much more, notice, things that pertain to this life. If we're going to be in the future judging angels, then why can we now in this life judge correctly? As God has given us such great responsibility as believers. Well, the problem in the Corinthian church and the problem today is that these people were not spiritual, they were carnal. They did not know the Word of God. You see, they did not know the Old Testament and the New Testament. They hadn't studied the Word of God to know that there's a solution to every problem in the Scriptures. When you search biblically, God gives you an answer. Then in verse 4 he says, if then you have judgments concerning things pertaining to this life, do you appoint those who are least esteemed by the church to judge? He says, if you know that the world doesn't do righteous judgment, then why are you appointing people that don't know God, especially to judge those in the church that are believers? I say this to your shame. You should be ashamed of yourself, Paul says, doing this. It's not right what you're doing. It's a shame. He said, so that there is no wise man among you. He says, are you all carnal? You have no wisdom? What have you learned in studying God's word? Now, not even one who will be able to judge between his brother. And yet he says, verse 6, but brother goes to civil lawsuits against another brother. And that, notice, before unbelievers, it should never, ever be so. Never should that happen. And yet it happens. And it happens in such a way where people end up getting hurt and become bitter towards one another. And even bitter towards the church.
You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Reese. You can email Raul anytime at PastorRaul@somebodylovesyou.com with your Bible questions and prayer requests. For Bible-rich resources to encourage and guide you in your spiritual walk, visit SomebodyLovesYou.com. Let's continue with the final part of our study, The Right to Forgive.
You know what's amazing? In verses 7 through verses 11, he gave you the problem, then he gave you their ignorance. Now he's going to speak to you about the solution to the problem. And the solution is found here in verses 7 through 11. And we find it in the book of Matthew chapter 18, beginning with verses 21 through 35. As Jesus has been speaking on restoration and reconciliation, and as Jesus is speaking to Peter, this is what Jesus said to Peter. And then Peter came to Jesus and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me, and how many times do I have to forgive him? Think about that for a moment. Now, if Jesus was speaking to me, I would say one time. That's my nature. And you laugh, but that's your nature too. Because our heart is evil. Peter was lucky, he said seven times. What Jesus was trying to teach, what? You just keep forgiving and forgiving and forgiving and forgiving and forgiving. And the reason is because look what Jesus Christ has forgiven you and me. Think about that. Man, when I think of my life, when I think of my sins, I should have been toasted a long time ago by the Lord. And yet, I can turn around and I can look at somebody's sin and I can immediately say, guilty. With his head off. Immediately. Because that's our ugly nature of men, the heart of men. But not so with Jesus, because Jesus takes it a step further with Peter. And listen to what he says. He speaks to him in a parable. He says, I do not say to you 7 times, but 70 times seven. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. And what he says is this. There was a master that had many servants. And one of his servants that came to him said, servant, I'm getting ready to collect what you owe me. And what you owe me is $10 million. Pay up. This servant came to his master and said, Master, I really don't have the money to pay you, but I will pay you. And the master of the house said, no, I want you to take his wife, I want you to take his children, and I want you to sell them. And when you sell them, give me the money and put this man in the debtor's prison. Which means what? Once you put into the debtor's prison, you can't pay anymore. You're there stuck for life. How are you going to pay when you're in prison? But as the master thought about this and he spoke the parable, he had compassion on his servant. He said, you know what? Because you're asking me to be compassionate, I will be compassionate. He says, instead of paying me the debt, I want you to forget the whole debt. $10 million, forget about it. The moment the servant found out and heard the words of his master, he left. And when he left, he went and he remembered that he had someone under him that owed him some money, $100. He went and he found him. And when he found him, he took him by the throat. He says, you pay me now or I'll kill you. And when the master of this servant heard what he did, his master became very angry and he called him because he put this man in prison. And when he came back to his master and he stood before the master said, hey, didn't I forgive you $10 million? And I told you not to pay me anymore and I forgave you? Why did you go and look for a servant that owed you money, took him by the throat, and told him you would kill him, and then put him in jail? He says, now what I'm going to do with you is this. Not only are you going to pay me the money, but I am going to put you in jail until you can pay the money. This is what it says. And his master was angry and delivered him to the torturers to be tortured until he would pay all of his due. And it says, and so my heavenly Father also will do to you and to me and each one of you from his heart, who does not forgive his brother his trespasses. What was Jesus trying to teach? Jesus was trying to teach that God the Father was compassionate to you and me. He has forgiven us totally everything that we've ever done. Yet, if we become bitter and we become unforgiving as Christians, then how in the world is God going to truly forgive you? He can't. Unless you truly forgive your brothers and your sisters. There has to be forgiveness in our hearts. This is what Paul is teaching here. Listen, in Ephesians chapter 4, 31 through 32, Paul says this to the Ephesians. Let all bitterness with wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you Christians with all malice. He says, and be you kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ Jesus has forgiven you. And then in Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 and 13, he says this, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on the tender mercies and kindness and humility and meekness and long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. And if anyone has a complaint against another brother or sister, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. Notice what he says. We have to forgive and forget. If you go to a person that has not only backbited you and he stained your name and defamed your character, and you go to him and you say, you know what, brother, I forgive you, and you really mean it, and they don't want to forgive you, and they continue to do what they're doing, put it this way, you have made it right. Now God will deal with them. But you better make sure your heart is right before God. And that is your heart right in forgiving everything that you have done or that they have done against you. That's what he's teaching here. Watch this. Verse 7. Now therefore, it is already an utter failure for you that you go to law against one another. That is, you're defeated. The purpose of forgiveness. Why? Why do you not rather accept the wrong? Why don't you take the blame? You know, before God. Or why do you not rather let yourselves be defrauded? Why don't you go ahead and pay the fine and put those brothers and sisters in the hands of the Lord? It's better to be right with God and to be innocent than to be guilty and unforgiving. That's what he's teaching. We have to be biblical, doctrinal, biblical in our beliefs. And this is what Paul is trying to teach. Then he says this, verse 8. He says, no, you yourselves do wrong, and also you're like them. You defraud, and you do these things to your own brothers. Notice that. You're just like them. When there should be repentance. And then Paul says, I want to give you a warning. Just like Jesus said, what happened? The guy that was forgiven was taken then and tortured and put in prison after he was forgiven. Why? Because he was unforgiving to his servant. Watch this. He gives you the warning. Don't you know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, my friends. He's speaking to Christians now. He's reminding you of the non-believer. Now watch what he says. He says, do not be deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners, those who take from the old people and rob old people. Notice, will inherit the kingdom of God. Very clear. And then he says this to you. Now, if you find yourself in that category, in those sins as a believer, he says, did you forget what God did for you in the past?
It is tough to extend grace when a conflict gets to the point that lawyers are hired, but we encourage you to take this lesson to heart. You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Reese. Today's lesson was titled, The Right to Forgive. If you'd like to get an unedited copy, we'll be happy to send it to you for a donation of $5 or more. Just call us at 800-634-9165. Now, if you're currently involved in a legal dispute with a fellow Christian, we'd like to reinforce your understanding of biblical forgiveness with 5 lessons from this series we're currently airing. We've packaged them on both CD and thumb drive. Every message will increase your confidence that just as the Lord has freely forgiven all of your sin, He can equip you to show mercy toward others, even those who may have seriously wronged you. Visit SomebodyLivesYou.com or call 800-634-9165 to order this collection of 5 messages about forgiveness. We'll send you the thumb drive for $7 or the CD set for $20. That's 800-634-9165. Or you can write to Somebody Loves You Radio, Post Office Box 4440, Diamond Bar, California, 91765. This is a listener-supported ministry, and we are continually blessed by your partnership. Thanks so much for your tax-deductible gifts. Next time, we'll get more guidance and encouragement from this series on forgiveness. You'll discover that forgiveness can bring tremendous healing to your life, whether you're seeking God's pardon for your sin or extending His grace to others who've hurt you. Now, with the closing comment, here's Raul once again.
Verse 11, and such were some of you. You see? He doesn't say you are today what you are. No. Some of you used to be in these lifestyles. But you have been washed. But you have been sanctified, but you have been justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Notice what he says. That a child of God is no longer to be that kind of a person and have that kind of a life. But most important, you and I need to be forgiving to other brothers and sisters in the Lord. Otherwise, we bring shame to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Total shame, the gospel. May God help us today to understand Paul's exhortation to the church concerning lawsuits. And the most important point is forgiveness to one another and to love one another even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it.
This program is sponsored by Somebody Loves You Radio in Diamond Bar, California.